Yellow, you're supposed to put him to sleep, not put him in a coma.
Don't be so dramatic, Black. We had to bring him all the way out here to the castle. I had to make sure the spell was pretty powerful.
You didn't hurt him, did you, Yellow?
Again, Indigo, it was just a really long sleep spell. Give him a few minutes and...
He has been awake for 7.5 seconds.
Thank you, Violet, for that unnecessarily precise assessment.
You are welcome, Orange.
How can you see things before they happen and not be able to detect sarcasm?
Well, if he's awake, why haven't we gotten started? Hey! Hey! Get up!
Green, be nice. This nice, handsome young man has been through a lot already. Sir, are you all right?
Nah, I'm with Green. Hey, guy, get your fucking ass up. Blue, since you're down there, just slap him or something.
Red!
What?
Enough.
Sir, we know you're faking, doubtlessly attempting to make sense of your surroundings. You aren't fooling anyone. Now, let's get you upright at least.
You know, the chair is nice and all, but we do have a bed in here already. That's kind of going to be important later anyway.
Orange, if you're going to conjure up a chair under our guest, you could at least make it a comfy one. This cell is already pretty cold and scary.
I think it would be good if we're nice to this one.
Blue, Indigo, we are not here to be nice. We have important work to do.
Why are you naked? It has to do with the important work Orange was talking about.
And now he's freaking out.
Oh, God, dude. Don't be like that. He will try and make a run for it in 3, 2, 1. Hey, dude, I said don't be like that.
You didn't need to throw him so hard, Red. I mean, bruises are only sexy in a certain context.
Oh, well. I mean, telekinesis ain't an exact science.
Yes, it is.
Ugh. Not if you want it to be any fun.
You know, Orange, this is a nice chair, but I think it would look better with some manacles. Manacles. I wonder if I could add one around his...
I think we'd better give him the gist before he freaks out any more, ladies. He's starting to hyperventilate, and I really don't want to have to drag the prism soul back before it goes into the light. Again.
Well, I didn't know the last one had a weak heart.
That's a good point. Sir, do you have any medical conditions we should be aware of? Cardiac or respiratory problems, joint issues, erectile dysfunction.
He is in satisfactory condition. The odds of him dying today are reasonably low.
Vi, you're scaring him. It freaks the normals out when you say things like that.
All right, enough. You will listen to me. Do you know anything about the art of wizardry? Of course you don't. You're a normal, and we keep all of the deeper mysteries among our own. The arcane remains the pure view of those select few of us from the other side of the veil who...
Oh my God, Orange. Can you just skip to the point, would ya?
We are a wizarding circle. Each of us represents one of the aspects of the arcane spectrum.
Hence the names.
And the colors. We used to just wear robes to match our aspect back on the other side. But these days, with all the options for colors, hair dye, lipstick, and all that, we step it up a notch.
Devotion to one's aspect is important.
As I was saying, you are about to become part of an ancient and important wizarding tradition. From this point forward, your name is irrelevant. You will be addressed simply as the Prism, because that is, for our purposes, what you are. Congratulations. You're about to become an arcane focus for my circle, a lens through which to focus our power and to grant each other our aspects of magic for use for another
year. I'm sorry, your circle?
Fine, our circle. Why you? Why not?
It was Blue's turn to pick. She thought you were cute.
Yellow.
A real hottie were the exact words, I believe. God. She's been following you around like a loyal puppy, getting your measure. While invisible, of course.
It is important to do your research.
Play your cards right, and she might just keep you. But that's later. I think it's time we kick things off.
Ugh, finally!
My school of magic is enchantments. You know, altering the mind and the heart. It's important at this stage. See, with what we're about to do to you, you're going to need to be pretty hot and bothered. Normally, 8 pretty wizards eagerly waiting to focus you would be enough. But I like to be extra thorough. This is just a little spell that should enhance your interest. Don't worry. You won't feel a thing at first.
She is about to overdo it.
Nonsense. I did it exactly the amount I wished to. It's just a little more than you would have.
Oh my. I have never seen a man become aroused that fast.
And that's after having done this a lot of times.
Are you sure you didn't overdo it, Yellow? I mean, look at him. His heart looks like it's going to explode. And I hate resurrections. There's all that prep work, and you have to trap the soul and pay the ferryman back. And somehow, even though he only takes coins, he can never make change.
He will be fine. But, you know, he may get a little wild when the time comes, which, you know, is how I like him.
Indigo, sweetie. Do your thing so we can get started.
Yeah. Okay. I'm really sorry about this, Mr. Prism, sir. What that was a ward against...
You'll see when the time comes. Okay, it's my turn this year. All of you get out.
Damn, Green. What, like horny much?
Every year one of you goes first and messes with the Prism before I get a crack at him. This year, it's my turn to get him while he's fresh.
Please, Green, just don't do anything too weird to him before we get him.
Yeah. Now go. Alone at last.
Oh, I imagine you're starting to suspect what we mean by focusing you. And I'm about to focus your brains out. But first... I gotta admit, I do see what Blue saw in you. You're really not bad. But there's always room for improvement. See, I'm a transmuter. We change things. I'm happy we have such a nice starting point, but you're about to get a few... upgrades. You should count yourself lucky. Usually I end up at the end of the line. By that point, I usually end up making some pretty drastic changes to keep things interesting. But I don't want to do anything that will put off the girls. So I'm going to be a little more conservative than I sometimes get. For example, these shoulders. Let's broaden them a bit. That's nice. And this guy. Down here. Don't get me wrong, you've got a nice one, but sometimes I prefer something a little bigger. Maybe a little bigger. Bigger.
I'm really going to feel that. Oh, don't give me that. Any future partners you have are going to thank me. Or get scared off. Guess you'll just have to wait and see. Oh, don't worry. You'll still only have the one. And I didn't add any tentacles or anything. Although, no, the girls would be mad. Anyway, maybe some extra muscles. Yellow will thank me for that. And a little more stamina. Oh, and a little something for these boys to enhance their productivity. Oh, you like when I cup them? I saw that newly enhanced cock jump. Let's see what other kinds of attention you would like down there. You know, I've given myself a few little enhancements as well. For example, I removed my gag reflex. Felt that big dick jump again. I guess maybe I should show you. Let's put that new stamina to work, shall we? But before I begin, you need to know, you are not allowed to come. Orgasm at your own peril, my prism. You wouldn't like to see what happens to a man that pisses off 8 powerful wizards. Squirming already. But we're just getting started. Never been with a girl who could go all the way down to your balls and lick them, have you? Well, enjoy it while you can. You're big enough now that you probably won't get that treatment again. Oh, don't you dare come yet. Getting close. Better hold back. You don't want this to end with me unhappy. And besides, you'd miss the best part. Oh, look at you throbbing. You held back for me, just like I asked. Such a good boy. And for that, I think you deserve a reward. With your arms and legs locked in place, you are just going to have to watch and feel. Namely, watch as I climb up into your lap and feel as I guide this shaft. inside of me. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, this is what I needed. All the way up, and then all the way down, nice and hard. Now, remember. Remember. You need to hold back. You are not allowed to come. Oh, no matter how much you want to. Oh, no matter how much this pussy rocks your fucking little world. You had better not come. But that doesn't apply to me. I'm gonna come on this cock. And no matter how much I squeeze and milk you, no matter how overpowering the feeling of sliding deep inside me is, you had better not come. Even as my pussy plunges down on you in ecstasy. You had better not come. Twitching and throbbing. Oh, you will pay dearly if you come inside me. Oh, I feel it. Oh, you're going to anyway, aren't you? Oh, you're going to erupt inside me. Oh, right about. I was just messing with you. You can't come. That's thanks to the spell Indigo cast on you. It's a ward against ejaculation. Oh, look at you stammer. Can't find any words. Feeling a little desperate. Well, too bad. Get ready, Prism. You've got a marathon to run. Or a gauntlet, depending on your perspective about it. Oh, he's all yours.
Huh. I was half expecting to come in here and find a tentacle monster covered in dicks.
That happened one time. Besides, I didn't hear you complaining.
A big prehensile penis in your mouth kind of precludes that.
You wouldn't have anyway.
Probably not. Do me a favor, Green. I assume when you grew the manacles out of Orange's chair, you had the sense to match them to a key. Can I have it?
Are you sure? He's liable to be pretty...
I can handle myself, thank you.
Well, suit yourself. So long, Prism. Just so you know, if we get around to... that tentacle monster thing is totally happening. Anyway, bye.
Just you and me now, Prism. You and the wizard that cast the spell that made you so unbelievably horny. Oh, you can take all that pent-up frustration out on me, you know. I'm no battle wizard. No. Even after the spell and what Green put you through? Oh, wow. And did to you? You're still not willing to throw me down and ravish me. Well, let's fix that, shall we? That's right. Just look into my eyes, Prism. Now you need to understand something about me, Prism. I am an enchanter. Wrapping anyone I choose around my little finger is practically as easy as breathing for me. And don't get me wrong, that's a lot of fun. But sometimes it leaves you missing the feeling of disobedience. Of disagreement. Of having someone want something from you and having them take it. And that's where you come in. When I snap my fingers again, the desire you felt before will be nothing compared to the unbridled lust you will feel. You will do anything to have me. And have me. And have me. Oh. But. You won't do anything that will, like, actually hurt me. Better safe than sorry. Oh, this is gonna be so much fun. Oh my. That look in your eye. Oh no. Here I am, cornered and helpless. Whatever will you do to me? And off we go. Oh, wow. Oh, I really got you. Oh, you naughty boy. Oh, it's too long since someone tore my clothes off and sucked and chewed on my nipples. Yes. Yes, hold me tight. Yeah. Hold me down. Oh, all you want is to use my body for your pleasure. That's it. That's it. Take me. Oh, checking to see if I'm ready. The answer is yes. I've been thinking about this ever since we put you to sleep and dragged you to keep. I am soaked. But don't take my word for it. Oh, you're driving your fingers into me so hard. Oh, you know, there is a bed in here. That's just too far away, huh? Oh, yes, yes, light it up. Don't let that stop you from trying. Oh, green really did make you stronger. Oh, I didn't think you could have just put me over like that before. Oh, that's it. Oh, maybe you just needed a change of... you're so frustrated. That's it. Take it out on me. Found into me. Oh, yes. I love when they pull my hair. Yes. Show me how much of an animal you could be. Oh, you can't even think, can you? All you know is that you need to come inside me and you can't. Well, I think I'm about to beat you to it. Thrusting. Sorry, but I think maybe it's time I let the next one have a turn. Oh, goddess. Oh, I can barely stand after that. Okay. Now, you'll walk back to your seat, and then put your arms and legs back in the manacles. Yeah. Oh, there we are. All right. Now,
When I snap my fingers again, you will go from being completely feral with lust to... well, just incredibly horny like before again.
You're finished.
You know, Violet, you could at least try to act like you didn't know everything in advance.
Why?
He's all yours. Here's the key to his bindings.
Thank you, but that will not be necessary.
Well, then hold on to it for whoever's next. Later, Prism. Try not to be too let down by comparing the time with the other girls with ours.
Wait a moment while I finish this spell. Interesting. Before you ask, and I know you were going to ask, the spell was nothing invasive. It allows me to see future possibilities surrounding you and determine what actions will cause you the maximum amount of pleasure and arousal. In this way, I can become intimately familiar with those things that turn you on the most. Well, yes, perhaps that is a little invasive after all. No matter. Please watch the way I disrobe for you now. I know exactly what will have the maximum effect, what parts of my body to reveal first, and which to tease you with. Do you enjoy the gyration of my hips? That is, of course, rhetorical, but I also see that such questions are, themselves, erotic. You naughty boy. I will use many of the words and phrases that I see you find arousing. Ooh, look at that hard cock. I am so wet for you. I want to put it in my mouth. I will now proceed to fellate you. I know you enjoy eye contact while your partner sucks your penis. Please keep your eyes locked with mine. I want you to enjoy yourself. And I know it will best be facilitated by watching as I lick and suck you. Please allow me to properly cradle your balls in my fingers. I know all your secret places, including this sensitive spot right here. You are now sufficiently lubricated with my spit to place between my breasts. I can feel your member throbbing against my chest. Do you like the feeling of my soft breasts wrapped around your shaft? That question was also rhetorical, by the way. That is right. Keep looking at me as I look up at you. I find just how firm your cock is to be extremely arousing. You will achieve sufficient stimulation to achieve orgasm in 8 seconds if I continue. 7, 6, 5. Oh yes, please. 4, 3. You are almost there. 2. But I am afraid I cannot let you. Not without first feeling you deep inside of me. I will now provide the proper angle for you to enter me by turning around and lowering my ass onto your lap in a maneuver similar to what is commonly called twerking. Yes, that is so good. I love how deep you are in me. Do you like watching the rise and fall of my ass as I rock it on your cock? Yes, that was rhetorical. I enjoy how you're bucking up to meet me. Please, do not stop doing that. This is extremely pleasurable. I could bounce on your cock all day. If we continue at this pace, we will achieve the point of mutual orgasm in 10, 9, 8, please keep fucking me, 7, 6, just like that, 5, 4, 3, it is going to be a big one. 2, 1. Apologize for causing you to endure more denial. It is an important part of the process. Thank you for your cooperation. Perhaps we might do this again sometime under more comfortable, less ritualistic circumstances. I am finished.
Finally.
Please, Orange, do not be too rough with him.
Are you implying something, Violet?
No, I am telling you that if I did not warn you right now, you would have been.
Diviners. So, just you and I now, Prism. Do you like my outfit? I'll admit, it is an uncharacteristic color for leather, but there is a statement about an orange being the new black, yes? Well, I don't know. I'm a wizard. I don't have time for your television. Well, none of that really matters now. All that matters is that you be a good little boy for me. Do that, and you are about to have a lovely time. Fail in that, and life will become much more difficult for you very quickly.
Do you think you can do that, Prism? Do you think you can be a good boy? I think you understand your situation. That's very good. Now, let's get you onto the bed. Of course, I cannot trust you not to run if I unlock you, so I'm afraid this will be a little rough. What do you think of your new collar, Prism? That jingling? Well, you can't turn enough to see it, but your collar is attached to a chain, and that chain is attached to a winch at the head of the bed. One of the lovelier things about conjuration is the ability to summon up pretty much any toy I want. Now, there you are. Yes, you can stand, and you can move your way over to this bed. Disobedience? And I thought you were going to be a good boy. That's right. Follow the chain as I wind it back. Resist and, well, you might hurt yourself. There's a good boy. You can do it. Just fall back onto the bed. There now. Don't worry. I'll leave enough slack that you don't need to worry about your neck, provided you remain a good boy for me. Your arms and your legs, however. There we are. Nice and splayed out. Look this way, Prism. Do you like the rack of toys I've summoned? Now, it's just a question of which ones we'll play with today. This'll do. You see, Prism, control is important to me. On the other side of the veil, I was a baroness, a noblewoman. People knew their place beneath me. Over here, noble blood counts for little. So I exact my control in other ways. You look like you want to protest. Do not like the way you're being treated. This little guy doesn't seem to mind. Or not so little. Green always did like them big. Don't you want to please, Lady Orange? What's that? Speak up. There's my good boy. But I'm still going to show you what I can do with this. And it's funny how much you can do with such a simple thing. A handle and a simple bundle of leather strips can be a potent thing. In the right hands. For example, right now, just letting them dangle, letting the strips drag gently down your chest, it feels nice, doesn't it? And the anticipation, the horrified curiosity as you wonder where it will strike. That was a tease. Oh. But those stripes looked lovely on your thigh. We wouldn't want to spoil your symmetry, would we? That's better. Oh, look at you. Quivering like a leaf. This isn't exactly what you imagined when you rolled out of bed today, was it? Now that you have an understanding of the risks, here are the rules and the rewards. You will do everything I ask. And do everything in your power to please me. If I think you're not giving me your very best effort, you'll be motivated by pain. Please me, and you'll be rewarded with pleasure. Fairly simple, yes? That's a good boy. Now, first things first. Look up at me, Prism. Do you like the view? Look into my eyes. I understand not being able to help glancing at your lady's pussy. It is just inches from your face, after all. But I want you to look up into my eyes, Prism. I want you to look into the eyes of your lady as you pleasure me with your mouth, so that you will never forget for a moment who you belong to. Now, lick your lady's cunt. That's right. Oh, I do like the enthusiasm. I have to hold on to the headboard. That means you're doing it right. Oh, what a good boy. Such an attentive boy. Matching up the strokes of that tongue with the rocking of my hips. Press harder, Prism. Harder. That's it. Keep lapping at me, Prism. Oh, you're doing such a good job. You're being so good for Lady Orange. Let's keep going. Keep going, and Lady Orange is gonna come. Wouldn't you like that? Wouldn't you like Lady Orange to come on your face? That's right. Good boy. Good fucking boy. Orgasm, but I think you will enjoy Lady Orange has in store for you just the same. Moaning already. Seems you appreciate your reward. Don't worry if you can't hold out, Prism. I've brought kings to their knees with my technique. You sob so prettily for me. It won't be long now. Look at you thrashing and bucking like an animal. That's all right. Don't look back. Normally, I would be disappointed by such an anticlimactic ending. But I know you can't help it. You poor boy. You must be half mad with need after being brought to the edge over and over. Well, I'm afraid I have some bad news, Prism. He's all yours, Blue. Well, what's left of him?
Orange, you didn't hurt him, did you?
Not permanently. Here's the key. Have fun.
Oh, you poor man. Here, let me get you unlocked. Orange can be so cruel. I'm sorry, Prism. Calling you that is part of the ritual. Oh no! Yes, that was me. Can't leave through a door you can't see. Look. I know you probably just want to get out of here, and this all must seem really crazy, but it's really important. Somehow I doubt the other girls have completely leveled with you. I'll explain the rules a bit more. To complete the ritual, each of us has to bring you to the edge, and climax with you. When we do, we leave some of our magic in you. That's why you're the prism. You get all the colors of the arcane spectrum, and it produces a combination of them. But it only works if the whole circle does it. I know you must be so, so frustrated by now. And frightened, maybe? Yeah, I bet mostly frustrated. Maybe I can make it all a little better. There's no reason it can't be nice. See? No more cold stone room. I thought we could have a nice, cozy cabin. Firelight and everything. How? Oh, well, my school of magic is illusion. Well, no, I suppose it isn't real. But for a little while, we could pretend. I just want to make this as easy for you as I can. Well, yes, we still have to, you know, but I thought it might be nicer this way. I'm sorry if you don't want to, with me. Well, I understand that. I'm sorry. I'm glad it's not that it's me. What they said about... Oh, well, yes, I did kind of spy on you. The prism has to have certain, properties. Yes, I did say those things that they said that I said. Okay, so if it was up to me, we could take as long as you needed for this. But the other girls, especially Red, they don't do very well with waiting. So I hate to rush it, but we really need to, you know, do it. Would you like to go to the bed? Yeah? Okay. Look, I'm not going to pretend I haven't done this before, but I watched you for a while, and I really like you. And you'd think that would make this easier, but it just makes it more weird. I see Orange left her toy rack behind. You can use those, if that's what you want. Whatever will make it better for you. You think I'm sweet? Oh, thank you. Okay, we really need to get started, and I'm not really great at this part, so... Is that okay? Let me get this off. Well, here I am. I didn't notice how big you... Green. My neck is very sensitive. Yeah, that feels really nice. Yes, put your hands on me. I'm for you right now. As you can see and feel, I'm very ready for you. Very wet. You really know what you're doing with your fingers. Here, let me touch you too. This is wonderful. Am I doing a good job? Yeah. I want you to feel good. As good as you're making me feel. Can I go a little faster? Oh, goddess, the way you're rubbing my clit. I'm not gonna last very long. Does it feel good? Do you feel close? Yeah. Because I would love for us to... I'm going to... right now. That was really great. I'm sorry that you didn't. Maybe after the whole ritual thing is over, we could do it again sometime. Maybe even do a little more. Well, I guess I'd better get going. I'll talk to you later, okay? I'm afraid when I leave, it's gonna have to return to the way it was. Sorry about that. Okay, well, bye.
Well, well, well. Took your time. What?
You getting all kissy in there?
None of your business.
Ugh, whatever. Jesus. Guess they got you warmed up for me. You get how this goes by now, right? Good. Hey, I dig the improvement screen made. Cause Blue likes them a little smaller than I do. You actually look like you could throw down now. Well, all right. Let's do this. Ugh, duh. We're gonna fuck. Come here. Like that. It's like a big hand, except it's made out of force. Does whatever I do with mine. Cool, huh? I guess I'd think it was cooler if it wasn't holding me around the waist, too. All right. Well, let's get it done. Okay, listen. I'm assuming one of the girls told you the rules. You get me off, I get you to where you're supposed to get off. Wham, bam, done. Thank you, ma'am. Now, am I gonna have to force hand you down the whole time, like a little bitch? Or are you gonna play along? All right. I'm gonna be honest with you, Prism. All this waiting, ugh, it's got me wetter than October in Oregon. So, no games, no foreplay. I'm gonna ride the stick and you're gonna buck for me like a Harley on gravel. Okay? Think you can do that for me? Sweet. Oh, fuck. Green, you do such good fucking work. Oh, give me all you got, dude.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Glad to see you still got some energy left for me.
Harder, dude. Fucking harder. I said harder. Oh, yes. Evocation's all about energy, dude. Adding it, oh, and subtracting it. That finger's like an ice cube, isn't it? Oh, let's see what it does when I apply it to your nips. Well, I don't know what you think of it, but oh, it sure got your hips bucking. Fuck. Give me that dick. Oh, give it to me, Prism. Do I need to give you another zap? That's it. Fuck, this is so great. Oh, not long now. Oh, what? Going this hard is getting you there, too. Oh, yeah. Attaboy. Oh, I'm gonna milk that cum right the fuck out of you. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm close. I'm close. Keep going. Please, please. Oh, 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 yeah. Oh, oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, that hit the spot. That hit all the spots. Whew. All right, dude. Well, good fucking. Maybe we can do it again sometime. All yours, Black.
Good time?
Oh, very good time.
So, no cuffs or chains. Guess you've decided to play ball. Good. Because I've got something extra special in mind for you. But I wouldn't do it if you weren't on board. So my deal is necromancy. And necromancy is all about life and death. It also means you can grow copies of yourself, like backing up a hard drive. So I've always got a clone stashed away for my soul to inhabit, if I ever... She's normally my get-out-of-jail-free card. Jail's hell in this case, by the way. So I only get her out on special occasions. But the neat thing is that for a little while at a time, I can inhabit both. One other person makes us a menage a trois. Ever been with two girls at once? Well, if not, the answer's still no, because technically, we're both me. But it's still double the fun. You haven't lived until you've been fucked and eaten out at the same time by the same guy. Now lay back down. Now pussy number one is going right here over your face. And pussy number two is getting down on this dick. Well, don't just sit there. I know my pussy feels amazing and all, but this one isn't going to eat itself. Oh, that's the stuff. I should do this more often. That is a nice dick. And that tongue isn't half bad either. That's it. Lick her cunt. And fuck her pussy. I guess it's actually our. This shit gets confusing sometimes. What? It's no different from masturbation. And I really like my tits played with. All four of them. That's it, Prism. You're doing great. If you hadn't lived through this resurrecting, you would have been totally worth it. Oh, this is so good. But I think we can make it even better. Get up. And I'll lay down. And this time, you can fuck me while she eats me out. Come on. It's not like you wouldn't suck your own dick if you could. Actually, after the changes Green made, maybe you could. All right, enough. Push that cock into her. I want to look at you while we fuck. Goddess, yes. Fuck her. Fuck me. I can feel you slamming it so deep into her pussy. Fuck. Squeeze my breasts. One hand on hers. One hand on mine. Both feelings at the same time. Fuck. This is the best. Fuck. I'm not gonna last at this rate. Fuck. Lay back. You know the rules. We have to get you to the point of climaxing without actually climaxing. So, now you get another first. Never had a double tit fuck performed by one person, have you? That's right. Just let me take care of you. You like having four big tits squeezing your cock? The bodies of two girls, each devoted to giving you pleasure. It sure looks like you do. I'm seeing the telltale signs. You're so close. No need to try and hold off. You already treated me right. I think you're going to get there. Right about now. You wouldn't think you'd miss the part where you get hosed down with ball butter. But here we are. All right. Well, thanks, Prism. It's been fun. I and I are going to go ahead and roll on out. You've only got one more to go. You can manage that, right? Grand finale, Indy. Go time.
Is he pretty frustrated?
Do you mean is he super worked up? Pretty sure he'd bang one of my army of shambling dead if he thought he could nut inside it.
Oh, yay.
And people think I'm weird. Get in here. See you in a little bit, Prism.
Hello again, Mr. Prism, sir. Do you remember me? I'm the one who cast the spell on you that made sure you couldn't achieve orgasm. I suppose something like that is pretty hard to forget. My clothes? Well, I thought I didn't really need them. Oh, the cuffs and the collar. Well, you've been through a lot today, and I thought that with how pent up and frustrated you must be, you might want to take some of it out on me. I've put words on myself that should keep you from really harming me. Like, badly. I thought with the collar, wrist, ankle, and thigh cuffs, you could, bind me? No, it's okay. You can vent your frustrations and rage on me. You could chain me down. Render me helpless to your every whim. Spank me. Whip me. Treat me like nothing more than a set of holes for your pleasure. You aren't angry at me enough to do those things?
Well, what if I said I wanted you to? On the bed? Yes, sir, Mr. Prism, sir. You could use anything off Orange's toy rack. She won't mind. She just makes a new one every time. We're kind of always tripping over vibrators and handcuffs and stuff around here. Sir, there are all the chains and clips and... Behind my back, sir? Okay, I'll just cross my wrists one over the other and you can bind them together. Where are you going to put that length of chain? Between my cuffs and my collar? Yes, sir, I am trembling a little. And where will those two be going, sir? Ankles to thighs, sir? Another chain? But I can't do anything but sit on my knees already, sir. What do you need another chain with a pair of clamps at the ends? Yes. They're very tight on my nipples, sir. You have me kneeling and completely at your mercy, sir. What are you gonna do with me? Yes, sir. I'll open my mouth. Do you like fucking my face, sir? Yes, sir. I'll keep my ass up in the air. I can't see you back there, sir. May I ask what you're... Yes, I do see it, sir. It's a butt plug, sir, all shiny with lube. If that's what you wish, sir, I'm here to serve you. No, I know that wasn't what you asked, sir. Yes, sir, I do. Yes, sir, I want it. Yes, sir, I want it in my ass. Are you gonna fuck me now, sir? Fuck. Yes. Please take your pleasure from my body, sir. You can continue to spank me if you want, sir. Yes, sir, I like it. Harder. No, sir, harder. That's more like it. That's what I deserved. I've been such a bad girl to you. Sir. If you keep doing that, I won't last much. Oh, goddess, I'm, oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, fuck, keep going. Keep going until you... Oh, thank you, Prism. I needed that. Is it crazy to know what you like? Thank you. Now unchain me, please. You are almost at the end now. Just let me up and we can finish the ritual. Well, sitting down might be a challenge for a while, but it was worth it. You will be let out in just a few minutes, Prism. Please wait for the door to open after I leave.
You did tell him he could come out when the door opened, right?
Yes, Yellow, I'm not dumb.
He's probably being cautious. You know, after the whole getting abducted by a bunch of horny wizards thing.
Especially after the way I bet some of you treated him.
Black, get that clone out of here. You don't get to get double your share.
Ugh, fine. Whatever.
He will be rounding the corner in 5 seconds.
About time. Indy, get ready.
I know my job, Green.
Hey, dude.
Welcome, Prism.
You ever come into a room to find 8 girls waiting for you, naked and on their knees?
You like what you see.
The ritual is approaching completion.
You're almost done, and I hope it'll be worth the wait.
The ward doesn't actually stop you from completion. It's more like a delay.
You've been kept from coming 8 times now.
9, actually.
Show off.
And now it is time for all of that buildup to be released.
Congratulations. You get to bust all over 8 girls, all hungry for your arcanely charged load.
In doing so, you share the combined power of all parts of the spectrum with each of us.
Let's all use a little bit of the other's magic for another year.
You may now begin the removal of the ward, Indigo.
Okay. Here goes.
Oh, look at him. Wow. He sure felt that.
His release will come in 10 seconds. 9.
Oh, let yourself feel it, Prism. You earned it.
8.
You've been such a good boy.
7.
I know it was hard, but you did it.
6.
Give it to us.
5.
Yeah, just do it, dude.
4.
Yeah. Give us that Prism jism.
3.
Black, gross.
2.
Silence. Here it comes.
1.
Oh my god.
Wow, I bet you feel better now.
So don't take more than your share. Oh,
so much.
So much.
I can feel it.
We get the power from your cum. And that is a lot of power.
Now that. Oh, some good ritual.
I love some quality bonding time.
Well, you did it. I think maybe we could offer him the deal.
I think so.
We all agree.
And I'm for it.
Yeah, that's cool with me.
Why not?
Sure.
Very well, Prism. You have a choice to make. You have 2 options. We can return you to where we picked you up. And Yellow removes your memory of having been here.
You wouldn't feel a thing.
Or, because we like you, you can stay here in the keep with us.
You wouldn't have to do the ritual again. Mm-mm. At least, not until next year.
And you could be with us. And, be with us. Especially with me.
You'd be here to take care of us.
Oh, and that means fucking when we want.
Subtle as ever, Red.
So what will it be, Meatball?